In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Christ is in our midst. He was, and is, and ever shall be. The perfection of Orthodox Christianity and the perfection of our Orthodox Christian faith is returning and giving thanks to God, going to where He is, making an effort to turn around and come back after we take appraisal of all the good things that He has done to us, done for us, whether things that we know or even things that we don't know, to go back to Him and to give thanks and to praise and to worship and glorify Him. This is the perfection of the Orthodox Christian faith, and this is the completion of any kind of true faith in our God. The nine lepers in this passage today all believed in God, as did the Samaritan, the other one, the tenth of the ten. And they went and they believed and they heeded Jesus' commandment to go to the priest to be healed. Now notice that Jesus commanded them to go to be healed, and they listened to His commandment and went to the priest to be healed before they were even healed. Nobody of the ten said, excuse me, Jesus, we're still lepers. Why are you wanting us to go? They listened to His commandment and they went to the priests, and on the way to the priests, they were healed. And when they got to the priest at the temple, they gave witness to what God had done. They praised and they glorified God. They said historically what had happened to them. And good was done by their following the commandment. But that's just not quite enough. It's just not quite enough to tell others what God has done. It's just not quite enough to have factual knowledge of the works and the marvels and the words and the wisdom of our God. What completes this is going to where God is, as you have done here today, and to give thanks, and to give praise, and to give worship, and to glorify God. But most especially, to thank God. If we want to order everything in our lives, we, as Orthodox Christians, practice and need to always improve and order everything in our lives and in our religion centered around thanking Jesus Christ for all the good and for the healing and anything that is good and right in us. We thank Jesus Christ at all times and all places and for all things. Thankfulness, expressing gratitude to God, is the beginning of anything good that we do in the world. Begins with returning to God and giving Him thanks. Gratitude completes our worship. Without gratitude to God, and everything we do in our divine liturgy here is empty and lacking. And we always need to be remembered what the very name of this service that we do today. Yes, we call it the liturgy, but above that word liturgy, above which means the work of the people, above that work that we do, we give thanks, which is why we call our service here the Eucharist, which comes from the Greek for thanksgiving. Gratitude completes our worship. Gratitude is hitting the liturgical bullseye, and gratitude is missing the mark. Returning to God to give thanks, like this one Samaritan, pleases Christ. It is the very beginning. No, is the very thing, as Jesus says, that makes us well, that expresses our faith, that makes us well. Gratitude to God is the vehicle of salvation. It is the link to the good life in Christ. It is holding hands with our Lord and our Savior. It is receiving communion from our God by giving thanks and looking to God in the eye and giving Him His right due and his proper right praise. We say it even in our liturgy when we say, "Let us give thanks to the Lord." What do we say? It is worthy and it is just. It is right. It is axion ke dikeon. Right? Gratitude to God has the power to alleviate, and if not cure, all that ails the soul. Gratitude to God is the beginning, it is the middle, and it is the end of our healing and our salvation. We are true Orthodox Christians when we come to the gathering to give thanks. So at all times, let us learn to be thankful, to take account for all the good things that God has done for us, to confess our ingratitude, which is to confess our sinfulness. The main thing that people do when they come to confession is to confess that they forgot what God has done for them, and they have turned and give thanks. You ever thought what the term confession means? What is it that we confess at confession? Yes, we were confessing what God has done to us, but we confess our thanks, we call out our thanks, and that is what heals us. That is why confession is called the sacrament of healing and the sacrament of reconciliation. The best way, the quickest way to soothe the wrath of God is to give thanks to God. A cup of gratitude to God can soothe a whole ocean of divine wrath that we deserve. But let's focus, yes, on the things that we deserve, but also more importantly, focus on what God has done to us. He has saved us. He has raised us from the mire of sin, and he promises to always do even more for us. So let us always turn to our God and to give thanks and to praise and to worship him, not only at all times, but especially here at St. Sophia on Sundays from the hours of 10 o'clock, 11 to 11:15. Amen.